Mark chapter 10, verses 1 to 24 from the New Living Translation. Jesus sends out his disciples. The Lord now chose 22 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places he planned to visit. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Now go, and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Don't take any money with you, nor a traveler's bag, nor an extra pair of sandals, and don't stop to greet anyone on the road. Whenever you enter someone's home, first say, "May God's peace be on this house." If those who live there are peaceful, the blessing will stand, and if they are not, the blessing will return to you. Don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve their pay. If you enter a town and it welcomes you, eat whatever is set before you. Heal the sick and tell them the kingdom of God is near you now. But if a town refuses to welcome you, go out into its streets and say, "We wipe even the dust of your town from our feet to show that we have abandoned you to your fate. And know this, the kingdom of God is near. I assure you, even wicked Sodom will be better off than such a town on Judgment Day. What sorrow awaits you, Chorazin and Bethsaida. For if the miracles I did in you had been done in wicked Tyre and Sidon, their people would have repented of their sins long ago, clothing themselves in burlap and throwing ashes on their heads to show their remorse. Yes, Tyre and Sidon will be better off on Judgment Day than you. And you people of Capernaum, will you be honored in heaven? No, you will go down to the place of the dead." Then he said to the disciples, "Anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me, and anyone who rejects you is rejecting me, and anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me." When the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, "Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name." "Yes," he told them, "I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven." Jesus' prayer of thanksgiving. At that same time, Jesus was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit, and he said, "O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then, when they were alone, he turned to the disciples and said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you have seen. I tell you, many prophets and kings longed to see what you see, but they didn't see it. And they longed to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it."
In today's passage, Jesus sends out a further 72 disciples, two by two. And he instructs these ones who said yes to go to pray for more like themselves, because there's more kingdom work to be done than there are those working in the kingdom. So today we're going to pray. Lord, you are God of the harvest, and you know each one of your children. We ask you to call them, equip them, and strategically position each one you have called to take up their place in your harvest field. We also pray for the leaders who are positioned to call and equip and mobilize your children on your behalf. We ask that they would hear your voice and obey your promptings so that your family can be fully commissioned and mobilized to bring heaven to earth. Lord, may we also walk in the knowledge and revelation and experience of your presence, such that the sick will be healed and the good news of the kingdom will be preached. Help us not to be discouraged by those who do not receive you. Thank you that according to Luke 10:19, we may walk in your authority and destroy the works of the enemy, and that nothing will hurt us in the process. Help us to remain humble and to keep our love for you and our neighbors at the heart of our commission, and not to rejoice over our authority in you, but rather in our awesome privilege to be your children and to be part of your kingdom family. Help us to cherish the privilege of living in the fullness of Christ and being living proof of the answered prayers of thousands and thousands in multiple generations who have gone before us and who never had the freedom and the incredible privilege to see and experience what we do today. I also pray for each one of us as you call us individually, that we will be willing, that we will hear, that we will say yes, that we will go, that we will walk in your authority, that we will heal the sick, that we will destroy the works of the enemy in your name, and that we will see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, Lord. Here we are. Yes, Lord. Here I am.